morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. We are here at the AI EDU Unlock podcast.
Yep. Thank you, Sam, for joining us, dear audiences. It gives me great pleasure to invite Sam Arora, who is now in London, and he's been working with Morgan Stanley for over 29 years, Sam?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Okay, yeah. At Morgan Stanley Prime Brokerage, and he's the alumni from Franklin Marshall, one of the schools that we work really closely with here in the U.S. Sam has been a great supporter of the cause, has been a one of the alumni that Franklin and Marshall is really proud of. Sam, welcome to iSchool Connect, and thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. Pleasure.
All right. So, Sam, our goal is today to help students, parents, teachers, others around the world who use iSchool Connect to understand what's the right education like for their child or for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Is the U.S. the right country within the U.S.? Would a school like Franklin and Marshall be a good choice? And why should it be a good choice? So I thought, you know, with your extensive background in finance and you've been to Franklin and Marshall, would be great to first spend a couple of minutes just to know who you are from the horse's mouth, and then talk a little bit about what got you to the place you're at.
Yeah. So thank you. Thanks a lot for that introduction. Yeah, I left India after completing high school, so 12th standard. I was at Cathedral School in Mumbai. I took my SATs and applied early decision to Franklin Marshall College. Reason I joined was a friend of mine used to play squash, and she had a scholarship there. So she was speaking very highly of the college. You know, liberal arts education, et cetera. And the more I looked at it, I thought, you know, that sounds quite interesting. The other thing that FNM offered at that time was if you got an early decision, they, you know, were very generous with the financial aid part of things. And when I left India, you couldn't really take a lot of money out. I think we were restricted to $200 a year or something like that. So, you know, financing the education was an issue. So I applied, I got in, you know, and I think I had the best 4 years of my life at FNM.
That's amazing. And even now they're really good with financial aid. I think Franklin and Marshall is one of the pioneers in supporting students almost 100% for their finances, right? So it's always great to work with them. And our goal is to spread that message out. Absolutely. Good. And then once you landed at Franklin and Marshall, I'm sure things have changed over the years, but some of those core competencies still remains one of the best schools here in the US to study, especially on the undergrad side. So how was that experience like for you, Sam?
It was fantastic. I mean, you know, I went to NYU further, you know, to get an MBA. And the difference I found was that, whereas at FNM, the class sizes were really, really small. So, you know, obviously the introductory courses, you had, you know, slightly more people. But once you got into the more advanced courses, you know, you were working one-on-one or, you know, pretty closely with the professors. The professors themselves were like fantastic. You know, they became almost like my family, my home away from home. And so, you know, got to work with them very, very closely. You know, that academic rigor, you know, the close interaction with like a brilliant faculty, I think that, you know, was one of the primary reasons I am where, you know, today, I am where I am today. The academic, the rigor that I learned at FNM was fantastic. I couldn't have expected anything, you know, better. It was better than anything I could have expected.
That's amazing. And then once you graduated from Franklin Marshall and then you went to do your MBA at NYU, how did you land up in London, Morgan Stanley?
So actually, you know, it's the well-trodden path of my visa was running out. And, you know, at in the US. So I had an H-1B that Morgan Stanley helped me, get. And then my boss told me to leave for a year, go to London, and then come back again. And 22 years on, I'm still in London, married, two kids, etc. Well settled here.
That's amazing.
And
I hear you're still connected with Franklin and Marshall. You really appreciate what the school has done for you. What does that look like today?
Yeah, look, I mean, so as I said, F&M, I think, my success in life since then, life is very path dependent. And if they hadn't done for me what they did, which was, give me an amazing education, critical thinking skills, et cetera, I wouldn't have been where I am today. And so I decided recently to endow a scholarship at F&M, which I did. I finished that last year. And so we've gotten, a scholarship that I've endowed, and I'll look to keep adding to that. And then because of that, F&M wanted me to join the board, which I have. I'm now on the investment committee, and I help, I help them, monitor the F&M college endowment, make sure it's invested wisely, et cetera. So yeah, I'm trying to give back in whichever small way I can, just to pay it forward, I guess. Yeah,
that's amazing. And thank you for giving back. That's something.
No, it's karma, right? You gotta pay back, give back. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's amazing. Yeah, one of my personal goals has always been that when I came to the US in 2013, and iSchool Connect is actually a result of that, wanting to give back to institutions and to students. So, having people like you on our channels talking about it really helps our students think about it from a future perspective, not just, I need an education, I need a degree on a piece of paper, but how do we use that going forward? So that's great. You've been an international student for years at hand. What is your message to students today who are willing to take a loan or doing hacking their way through to education in the United States or London, be it anywhere, leaving their home country? What would be your message for them?
Yeah, look, I mean, leaving home and going out to study is not easy. We've been through it. I didn't go home for 4 years. My parents didn't come to see me graduate, et cetera. So being away, and this was before the age of the internet, that came later. So writing letters, you couldn't really use AT&T back then because it was too expensive. So, old style mail was the way to communicate with parents. I think I must have gone back home maybe once in the 4 years, et cetera. So it is difficult, right? Not as difficult now, but, and taking on a huge, financial burden in the form of a loan to finance an education is quite daunting. I think, as long as you've got clear ideas about, what you want to do, it's definitely worth it. I wouldn't focus as much on, the particular skills that you learn in college, because, to marry that up exactly. I mean, I guess if you want to be a physicist or a nuclear scientist or something, that's one thing where you get a very technical education and then use that, for a very narrow role. But if you want to join finance or something, or, another, vocation, it's important to learn critical thinking skills, to question stuff, et cetera. And then, do something, do a job that you think, is interesting to you, that you're passionate about. You don't need to get into the exact same, role, but something, affiliated to that area. So to make sure that, you're doing something you like that gives you meaning, that has meaning to you. And then, I would think that as you get into the workforce, building a brand building credibility, learning. So the way I think about it, you know, I thought about it and still do think about it is, you know, break up your life into certain parts, into various, you know, parts. I think when you leave college, you're getting paid to learn, basically. When you join a company, you know, make sure you understand what you're doing, why you're doing it, and start making connections between, you know, various things that you're doing. So it's just like learning, being paid to learn for some period of time, and to network. I think networking is very important as well. So I think once you do that and, you know, you're making the connections, et cetera, life will throw out opportunities. And when it does, you know, part of it is luck. But if you're consistently there and doing the right thing and, you know, being honest and, you know, truthful, et cetera, and making the right connections and learning, you know, eventually good things happen over, you know, medium period of time. So I think if you're patient, wait for the right opportunity, et cetera, good things happen. And yeah, that'd be my advice, I think.
That's amazing. Very inspiring and powerful positive thoughts, Sam. I think this will be the title of our video. Look at a job as getting paid to learn.
That's true, right?
Yes, it is very true.
At least when you step out of college, I mean, you don't really know as much. You learn stuff theoretically, etc. But, you know, I remember walking into Morgan Stanley, you know, my first 6 months. I didn't know anything. And that was after doing an economics degree. I double majored in finance and economics and done a fair amount of math as well. And I still, you know, thought that the language was strange, didn't understand much, et cetera. I had quite a bit of time to understand the basics. And you need to be patient. What I tell, you know, the new joiners now, just be patient with yourself. You're not expected to know everything. You know, just take time, try to understand what you're doing, why you're doing it, make the connections, you know, and take risks. If people give you stuff to do, you know, volunteer to do things, etc., just try to make connections, and then, you know, good things happen over the medium term.
That's amazing. One last question. A lot of students are always worried about external factors, but you didn't even mention them. You were focused on what you want to learn and what you want to do. Things like immigration, right? You went through the whole F1, H1B process.
Yeah.
And they'll use that as an impediment to, you know, going abroad and studying and things of that nature. What could be your two cents on that?
Look, I mean, you know, I 6 months to the day I joined Morgan Stanley, I was told, you know, I needed to get an H1B, you know, so I went and got it. The firm was incredibly, you know, supportive, et cetera. So, yeah, just treat it as, you know, just another challenge that life throws at you and, you know, things that need to be overcome at the time. I'm not totally familiar now with the rules and regulations, so I don't want to give advice to people, but, you know, there's some things you can control and some things you can't. You know, I focus on the things I can control and, you know, think of it as another, you know, obstacle that needs to be, you know, overcome, et cetera. And you learn from these things. But I got my own lawyer. I went through the whole H1B process, you know, rolled it over for 6 years. Then, you know, Morgan Stanley said, go to London, which I did. I was supposed to go back in a year, but I like London, so I stayed.
Yeah, that's great. London's a great place. I've been there multiple times. I just love it. It never gets old.
it's a good place. The weather could be better, but...
the weather, yeah, definitely, yes. Well, I'm originally from New England, so I'm used to that You know, yeah. You don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. You love the weather, wait 5 minutes. It's going to change.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Sam, yeah. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure interacting with you, and I'm sure students will gain a lot from this this video that we're going to make. And thank you so much. And I in the blurry background, I see a lot of work going on. I'll let you get back to that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll keep in touch for sure.
Thank you. Good luck.
Stay tuned for more, and thank you for listening and joining our podcast.